弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主哈，这次有一次交通的机会。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to share.
那我们在主面前还是先有一些祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的，我们愿意成为一个在主面前等候主回来的人。
Lord, as the hymn earlier said, we are willing to be those who are awaiting your return.
主，你在教会之中呼召得胜者。
You have called overcomers in your church.
主，我们实在是知道得胜者乃是能够成为在主面前一个正常的基督徒。
And we know that the overcomers are living a normal Christian life before you.
所以现在在末世这种不正常的光景之中，我们能够清新的活在主的面前。
That in these days where the world is abnormal, that we can live before you.
求主保守这段时间。
May you keep this following time.
这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，那我们今天我在跟弟兄姐妹想要分享是在犹大书。
Today, what I would like to share with brothers and sisters is in the book of Jude.
那犹大书，你知道在那个在圣经的几乎是最后面了。
And Jude is almost at the very end of the Bible.
在那个启示录的前面。
It is right in front of Revelation.
那如果大家不注意的话，可能一翻都没翻到。
And sometimes when you're flipping through the Bible, you just pass over it.
那我们有时候可能还花点时间找到底犹大书在哪里。
It may take some time for us sometimes.
虽然它是一本书啊，但是它一共只有一章。
And even though it's one book, there's only one chapter.
那我想今天分享，因为我想犹大书在主面前，我想有它的重要性啊。
And I believe that there is some importance before the Lord of this book.
因为犹大书它既然是在启示的末了。
Especially,
在启示录的之前
especially since it is right before Revelation.
那他在这里面有许多的劝勉，然后也有许多的警戒，有许多的警告。
There are many encouragements and warnings.
那我们先读一小段圣经啊，因为犹大书虽然只有一章，但是全部念起来也蛮长。我们只念几节，我们念17到21节。
Now, although there's only one chapter, we'll start by reading verses 17 through 21.
要我们一节一节一节嘛，我们一起来念好了，好，我们一起来念。我们请亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督之使徒从前所说的话。
But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥笑的人。随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
That they were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers, following after their own ungodly lusts.
这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
保守自己，常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
But keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
呀，这边后面这一段一开始是有一些的，警告说末世必有好讥笑的人。
And in this passage, we see that at the beginning, there's a warning that there will be mockers in the last day.
那事实上，我们知道在犹大那个时代，犹大他是在从我们从一开始第一节，你知道说犹大哦，我一开始我们想先讲一下犹大他，你知道犹大在圣经里面有出现过不同的犹大。
Now, when you read the Bible, you will notice that there are different people named Jude.
那中文是翻成犹大，那跟那个卖主犹大是一样的名字啊。
In Chinese, Jude is translated the same as Judas.
那英文就很明显，英文是Jude， 那卖主的是 Jude。
But in English, as you know, the writer was Jude, and the person who betrayed Jesus was Judas.
所以这个犹大不是那个犹大。
So we know that these two are different.
那这个犹大是谁？这个犹大呢？从那个第一节可以看到，他说是。耶稣基督仆人雅各的弟兄犹大。
And here in verse 1, it says Jude is a bond servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James.
他是在 雅各的弟兄，就是我们写雅各书那个雅各，雅各的兄弟。
And brother of James, James is the writer of the book of James.
那你就知道啊，他虽然不仅是雅各兄弟，那他而且是主耶稣基督的弟弟。
Which also means then that he is not only James' brother, but he's also the younger brother of Jesus.
但是你明显这边看到，他并没有很强调他是主耶稣基督弟弟啊，他特别强调他是主耶稣基督的仆人。
But here he doesn't emphasize that he's the brother of Jesus. He only says that he's the bond servant.
这边很明显看到啊，他自己认清楚他自己身份。我们在神主耶稣基督面前，我们都是仆人。他我们的肉身的关系没有那么那样重要，但是我们在主面前。跟主的关系特别重要。
And he realizes that our relationship with the Lord is more important than our relationship in the flesh. So he knows that he is a bond servant.
那你看他这边在十八节有讲到说，他说末世必有讥笑人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行。
And now in verse 18, it says that they were saying to you, in the last time there will be mockers following after their own ungodly lusts.
那这末世在这一节呢，就好就跟在彼得后书。第三章的第二节，第三节，很类似。
And this is very similar to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3.
他叫您纪念众先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
In verse 2, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles.
第一要点就该知道，在末世必有讥笑的人，随从自己的私欲出来。讥笑说，主要应许的应许，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候乃是一样。
Know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
其实我们在主面前信主，其实我们在我们的也许在家里面，也许在工作之中，也许在你外面的生活里面，会常常遇到这样的事情了。
And after we've believed in the Lord, we may experience this constantly, whether in families, in the work, or outside.
他说，像我以前在工作的时候，他就遇到一个我的那个类似老板吧，他就说，你到现在还有信这个啊？他说这是什么时代，你还信这个啊？
For example, when I was at one of my jobs, there was someone, you can consider him a boss, and he said to me, Wait, you still believe this in this day and age?
我感谢主啊，因为主在我们的里面，这个对我们来讲，其实不是那么有这样的，没有这么大的影响。
But we thank the Lord because his life is in us, so this does not affect us as much.
但是这边特别讲到说，在末世的时候，那你知道在犹大的时候，那时候末世可能他所要的讥笑，可能就是你旁边的人。
But here in Jude, when it mentions in the last time there will be mockers, these could have been people who were next to them.
但是呢，我们在这个时代里面，特别在主快回来的时候，我们所遇到的情形比那时候更严重的。
But now, as we draw close to the Lord's return, the situation becomes more severe.
我记得我年轻的时候只有那个，比如说广播啊、电视啊、报纸。
For example, in my time, on TV, in the radio, or on the newspaper.
但是现在你看现在的那个网路哦，然后 social media.
But now you can look on the web or on social media.
他们这种的那个攻击是很大的。
You see that these attacks are very great.
哦，那他们不仅仅在讲到说主的什么时候再来呢？
For example, people may try to theorize when the Lord Jesus will come back.
但是我们信主在主面前，信主人我们知道有主在里面，我们的心在主面前。
But we, for us who believe, our heart is before the Lord.
那主也很清楚的讲啊，在有一段圣经是在路加福音十七章。
And the Lord Himself said very clearly in Luke chapter 17, verse 26.
路加福音的十七章二十六节、二七。二八节。
Chapter 17, verse 26
to 28. 挪亚日子怎样，人子的日子也要怎样。
And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man.
那时候人又吃又喝又娶又嫁，到挪亚记方舟那日，洪水就来，就把他们全都灭了。
And they were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all.
又好像挪的日子，人又吃又喝，又买又卖，又耕种又盖，又盖建造。
It was the same as happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building.
到挪得出所多玛的那日，就有火与硫磺从天上降下来，把他们全都灭了。
But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
人子想显现的日子也要这样。
It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed.
其实主耶稣在他要他讲到末世的时候，事实上已经讲得很清楚了。
When Jesus spoke about the end times, he spoke about it very clearly.
当主要回来的时候，人还是一样，好像又吃又喝，一切日子好像是一样的。
When he is about to return, everyone's lives are the same. People are still eating and drinking.
但是人只要回来之后，一切都会改变了。
But as soon as the Son of Man returns, then everything changes.
我想这个是讲到说，讲到末世这一段的时间。
I believe this is speaking about the time of the end.
那特别讲到这一群不信的人。
Especially with regards to those who do not believe.
其实这一群不信人对我们基督徒来讲，我觉得，我们很清楚，很明白。对他们来讲，对我们来言，这些对我们其实不是那么大的影响。
Now for us, since we're very clear about this, this may not seem to be as big of an impact upon us.
那其实我是在读，如果读犹大的时候，你会发觉到，其实，在前面他讲的这些，事实上对我们会有比较大的影响。
But in the book of Jude, it mentions a few things earlier that may affect us more.
因为不信的很明显就是不信，那我们愿意传福音给他们。
Because those who do not believe, it's very clear that they don't believe, and we can preach the gospel to them.
那我们知道我们的立场是不一样的。
And we know that our stance is different.
但是呢，在犹大书前面这些经节里面所讲到的一些情形，就很容易让我们混淆。
But in the beginning of Jude, it mentions several conditions that can cause confusion for us.
那他讲了一些的情形，那我想因为他经节很多，我只写。一节或是两节来分享。一节，我是以一节来分享。
And there are many verses here, but I will only talk in detail about one verse.
Yeah, 就是讲的比较详细的一节。那他其实从犹大书前面的从第五节开始到第十一节，他一共讲了七种的情形。
And there are seven conditions mentioned from verse 5 to verse 11.
第五节他讲到一些百姓了，就是以色列百姓不信的百姓。
In verse 5 it speaks of some of the children of Israel who did not believe.
第二个是讲到不守本位的天使。第六节。
And then in verse 6 it talked about the angels who did not keep their own domain.
第七节是讲到了一些第三种情形，讲到索多玛跟俄摩拉，讲到一些不信的外邦人。
And in verse 7 the third situation is Sodom and Gomorrah and the Gentiles.
第四个是特别讲到撒旦。
And the fourth example is Satan.
哦，这然后第十一节讲到三个情形。
And there are three more conditions mentioned in verse 11.
那我想今天就比较注重在这十一节来分享一下。
And today
还有后面的，我们等一下后面在十七节到二十一节。
And today I will be focusing more on verse 11 and also verse 17 to 21.
因为这边讲到了三个情形，就像三个图画一样。
Because here, three conditions in verse 11 are like three pictures.
刚才我们弟兄在领诗歌的时候特别讲到说，我们在主所重视是教会。
Earlier, the person who was leading the hymns mentioned that God is, that the Lord emphasizes on the church.
那这三个情形事实上对于不仅仅他个人的影响，而且影响到弟兄和姐妹。
And these three conditions are examples where it affects not only individuals, but also the entire group.
那第一个是讲到是该隐的道路。
The first is the way of Cain.
那该隐呢，那我想也读一两节就可以了，读两三节就可以了。
And we'll just read a few verses related to Cain.
那该隐我们知道，大家知道的话是从创世纪的第四章出来的。
And Cain's story is in Genesis chapter 4.
Yeah, 第四章我看一下。第三节到第五节。
Let's read verses 3 to 5.
第三节到第五节哈，那这样好，我们一起来念哈，我们一起来念哈。
Let's read it together.
有一日，该隐杀弟弟的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的子由献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了颜色。那我们再念一节好了。
And one more verse.
耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了颜色呢？”然后亚我们第七节再念一下。
And also verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，遂就伏在门前，他必羡慕你，你却要制服他。那我们这边我们看到哈，那在一开始，那我们知道该隐是亚当跟夏娃。的第一个孩子。
We know that Cain was the first son of Adam and Eve.
然后他后来又生了亚伯。
And later on, Abel was born.
那我们知道从第三节这边看到哈，他说该隐拿自己的出产为供物献给耶和华。
And in verse 3, we see that Cain brought an offering of the Lord to the Lord from the fruit of the ground.
然后接着亚伯才将他的羊群中的头生的和羊的子由献上。
And after that, Abel brought the firstlings of his flock and of the fat portions.
那我们从这边看到，其实该隐他这个人其实好像愿意来到神面前了，而且他先拿了供物来到神面前。
And here it seems like Cain is willing to come before the Lord, and he brought his provision.
那但是呢，我们从第四节的。后段再来看到说耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
But in verse 4 we see that the Lord had regard for Abel and for his offering, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard.
那我们这边可以看见那为什么神喜悦亚伯的供物不喜悦该隐的供物呢？
Now why did God have regard for Abel's offering but not for Cain's offering?
那当我们从那个圣经背景，我们会有一些的我们会前后文看一下，我们也许会大家知道说，当时候的人是不吃肉的，是在洪水之后才开始吃肉的。
Now from the context, you know that humans originally did not eat meat. It was only after the flood that people started eating meat.
所以那亚伯在这边的他牧羊所以他牧羊的很明显的目的是完全是为了神来敬拜神。
So we know that his entire purpose of keeping the flock was for worshiping God.
那我们从这边看见该隐的他的所不蒙神悦纳呢，是因为他以自己认为好的来到神面前。
And we know that Cain decided to bring what he thought was good to the Lord.
他拿了自己就是田里面出产的来到神面前。
He brought the produce of the ground to the Lord.
那当然大家认为说其实田里面生产你知道也要花劳力啊。
And we know that that also takes effort
花时间
and time.
然后要花很多的可能方法来照顾这些菜蔬才有办法来到神面前的。
And you need to use much time and effort and methods in order to prepare these vegetables.
但是我们从圣经的前文我们可以看出来其实当亚当跟夏娃他们在主面前犯罪之后，亚当跟夏娃特别是用了他们原本自己是用那个无瓜果树的那个叶子遮了自己，但是神是用了动物的杀一个动物的畜生来，然后把皮子帮他围起来。
Now we know that originally when Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to use fig leaves to cover themselves, but God used the sheepskin to cover them.
所以呢，那事实上很明显呢，神是悦纳。一个畜生来到神的面前，一个羊或是一个另外一个动物来到神面前来献给神的。
So clearly, the Lord God only regarded the offering that was from an animal.
那我们从今天话语来讲是说，其实神是悦纳我们是拿着主耶稣基督的血来到主面前。
And in today's terms, the Lord only accepts us when we bring the blood of our Lord Jesus to Him.
所以呢，我们来到主面前呢，不是靠我们自己的一些的行为，乃是靠着我们的主耶稣基督来到神面前。
We don't come by our actions, but we come by our Lord Jesus.
那很明显，该隐在这边所做的就是依靠着自己，他觉得自己做得好，他来神面前。
So we know that Cain thought that what he did was good enough, and then he went before the Lord.
他以自己的思想来觉得什么是对的。
He used his own thoughts to decide what was good.
而不是以神的眼光来觉得说什么事情是对的。
He wasn't looking at it from God's perspective.
我觉得这件事情事实上对我们是一个很大提醒。 我们有时候很多时候我们觉得在主面前, 我觉得我做是对的。
And this is an important reminder for us because sometimes we think that what we are doing is good for the Lord.
如果我们在主面前问说主啊，这是不是你所要的意思？
But if we ask the Lord, is this His will? Is this what He wants?
这不仅仅我觉得这是神不喜悦，而且呢，这个人如果不在主面前，我们自己不在主面前得到对付的话，事实上这个私欲啊，就是这个自己这个原本这个己到一个地步。 会做出一个很可怕的事情。
Now these things that we originally did, we might find that they are actually not according to the Lord's will. And even worse is if we have this mind of self, then it can lead to very dangerous outcomes.
你看他这边讲到说，神说不悦纳，然后你知道他就发怒了，他就生气了。
We see that God did not accept his offering, and then he became very angry.
那你知道这个，这我最近在读那个约伯记啊，我觉得跟他约伯的反应就很不一样了。And
recently, I've been reading the book of Job, and we see how his reaction is completely different.
那你知道约伯在主面前也是因为他受苦嘛，然后后来当他在跟他朋友之间有很多的对话。And
we know that Job had suffered much, and he had some conversations with his friends.
当主跟约伯对话的时候，约伯就说我要在炉灰中懊悔。And
when the Lord spoke later on spoke to Job, Job replied that he was going to repent in sackcloth and ashes.
那跟那个该隐的那个反应是不一样的。That's
completely different from Cain's reaction.
该隐不仅仅生气啊，而且生气到这地步，他把他弟兄给杀了。Cain
became angry, and even worse, he killed. His brother.
你知道最近现在的谋杀案不是为了很多都是为了情啊，为了钱的。
And we know that today there are many murders, and the cause of these murders is often either love or maybe money.
但是这边的谋杀是为了敬拜。
But here, the murder was related to worship.
他是因为敬拜来把他弟兄杀了。
And because of this worship, it was regarding worship that he killed his brother.
那这边特别在圣经上讲到说，这是一个。 犹大特别提醒我们说，这是一个该隐的道路。And
in Jude, it's referred specifically as the way of Cain.
那我们知道说，主耶稣基督是我们的道路、真理和生命。We
know that the Lord Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
但你这边看到说，好像是在我们在敬拜主里面，好像有另外一种的道路。
But here we see that as you're worshiping the Lord, it seems like you have a different way.
这种道路好像是什么？就是好像以自己的一些认为对的，自己认为一些外面的东西，觉得可以取悦神。You're
using things that you thought was good or outside things to find the Lord's favor.
但是明显这边让我们看见说，我们在主面前的路不是这样子的。But
we see that our way before the Lord is not such.
我们的路是以 主的信，以主给我们的信心来到主面前。
Our way to the Lord is through faith.
那我们在主面前就是一个仆人。
And we are just a servant before the Lord.
那我们实在是在主面前没有自己的，我们自己就是一个服侍主的人。
We are just someone who serves the Lord.
那我们不是以我们自己觉得对的事情就认为是对的。
And we can't consider things that we thought was right to be right.
那第二个呢？第二个是讲到说，讲到是巴兰的错谬。And
the next one is the error of Balaam.
那巴兰也是他在圣经里面是很长的，他在民数记里面。And
Balaam's story is very long too, and it's in Numbers.
他在民数记22到24章里面。In
chapters 22 to 24.
因为太长，我不可以念了。
And obviously, we don't have time to read that.
那基本上就是当时以色列民已经快要到迦南地了。And
the story is that the Israelites were approaching Canaan already.
后来当时的摩押人的王呢，就想要收买这个巴兰来，因为巴兰是个先知，来咒诅以色列人。
And since Balaam was a prophet, the Moabite king, Balak, wanted to give him money for him to curse.
那我们知道巴兰在神面前是一个先知啊。
So Balaam is a prophet before the Lord.
那他在主面前也是一个，怎么讲，也是一个跟主应该是一个很亲密的人。
Supposedly he was very close to the Lord.
那为主说话的人。
He is a speaker for the Lord.
他应该知道是神的旨意的一个人。
He should know what God's will is.
可是呢，在主面前，从巴兰的口中所出来的原本要咒诅的话，但是呢，主让他成为一个祝福的话。
And we see that originally from his mouth, he was going to say words of curses, but instead, God used him to bless.
对，那因为他故事很长，我们就以巴兰这个人本身来讲，他我们只看一节，就是22章的第八节，民数记。
Now let's just read chapter 22, verse 8.
22章18节。
Verse 18.
Oh, sorry, 第八节。
Oh, verse 8.
好，巴兰说：“你们今夜在这里住宿，我必照耶和华所晓谕我的回报你们。”摩押使臣便在巴兰那里住下了。
He said to them, "Spend the night here, and I will bring word back to you as the Lord may speak to me." And the leaders of Moab stayed with Balaam.
那第七节这边讲到，他说摩押的长老和米甸长老手里拿着挂金到了巴兰那里。
And previously in verse 7, it says, So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the fees for divination in their hands. And they came to Balaam and repeated Balak's words to him.
那你知道为什么他留他们住下吗?
So why did he want them to spend the night?
因为手上都是一大堆的钱啊,黄金。
They carried much gold, much money.
来到巴兰面前说,请你为我咒诅以色列民。
They came to Balaam and they said, "Please curse the Israelites for me."
那巴兰他，我觉得在你读这一段圣经，你会发觉他第一个的问题就是他，表面上好像顺服神，可是呢，私底下呢，看到钱他里面就动心了。
And we see the first problem with Balaam is that on the surface, he seems to obey the Lord. But in secret, when he saw the money, his heart was moved towards it.
这是他第一个问题啊。
That's his first problem.
因为他心没有专心在主面前。
His heart wasn't concentrated on the Lord.
第二个呢，他很明显呢是以为了钱，他来了好几次，他那个就是摩押王派了好几次来带他去他。他一次一次的好像一直往这个钱的方向走他为了钱来侍奉神。
And we see that Balak actually asked Balaam multiple times, and gradually, his heart was heading towards this money.
那我想我们基督徒对钱的态度其实主耶稣也讲很清楚。
I believe the Lord is also very clear about how Christians should be towards money.
那但是呢我想钱财对我们来讲我想问大家问题，有没有大家觉得自己钱太多了？有没有这样的弟兄姐妹
？Now I wonder, do any brothers and sisters think that they have too much money?
我们总是觉得钱好像就少了那么一点点。
We always think that we're missing just that little bit of money.
如果我们再多一点点就好了。
If we just have a little more, that'll be good.
如果我们银行存款的那个存款那个金额后面如果再加一个零就可以了。
Now, if we could just append another zero to our bank account, then we'd be good.
但是我们主耶稣讲很清楚，他说，一个人，就马太福音第六章二十五节。
But in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25,
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。六章二十五节。
No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
那你知道中文在这后面它特别有注解，那个马门就是财力，就是金钱。
Now, it's also mentioned that mammon means that wealth and riches.
那在箴言里面有一句话也蛮帮助我们的。箴言书里面十五章第十六节。
And we can also look at Proverbs chapter 15.
少有财宝敬畏耶和华，强如多有财宝烦乱不安。
Verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and turmoil with it.
那所以呢，金钱对我们来讲，我们。
对于金钱应该是我们使用金钱，而不是金钱使用我们。
So our attitude towards wealth is that we should be the ones who use the money. We shouldn't let this money to use us.
我不知道有没有可能有遇过这样的一些的朋友啊，就是为什么没有办法来聚会呢？
For example, we may occasionally encounter some friends who aren't able to come to gatherings.
因为我要赚钱嘛。
Because I need to spend time to earn money.
那我要能够赚更多的钱，可以就自己更好一点。
And it betters my position in life.
但事实上，主在我们这边可以看见，金钱会让我们心转移的。
But we see here that money can cause our heart to turn away.
那巴兰在彼得后书特别讲到说，他说巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价之先知。
And 2 Peter specifically mentions chapter 2 verse 15 specifically mentions that Balaam is the one who loves the wages of unrighteousness.
那事实上巴兰事实上还有另外一个很严重的事情呢，他因着他的咒诅变成祝福，那他出了个计谋给当时的摩押人。
And Balaam had another serious problem, which was that because his curses turned into blessings, he devised a scheme for the king of Moab.
他把他那个计谋就是让这个摩押的女子呢跟以色列人行淫，然后拜他们的偶像。
His scheme was that the daughters of Moab would commit adultery with the Israelites and lead them to worship idols.
那巴兰事实上在以色列在启示录也特别讲到，事实上在特别讲到说在启示录第二章十四节讲到别加摩教会的时候，特别讲到巴兰。
And even in Revelation chapter 2, we see that it mentions the doctrine of Balaam.
他那边讲到说，他说你那里有人服从了巴兰教训，巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事情。
In chapter 2 verse 14 regarding the church of Pergamum, but I have a few things against you because there are some who hold the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit acts of immorality.
所以巴兰要咒诅以色列民呢，结果上帝不肯啊，上帝就主耶稣神不肯，结果呢他就将祝福借着巴兰的口传出来，不是咒诅，反而是祝福。
And we know that God did not allow Balaam to curse the Israelites, so he turned his words into words of blessing.
那反而呢，但是呢，巴兰反而另外的方法教导摩押人，让他们能够跟那个摩押女子来引诱以色列人，让他们犯罪，让他们拜偶像。
So instead, he told Balak to use the daughters of Moab to commit acts of immorality with the Israelites.
那你知道在启示里面这边讲到摩加摩教会。
And in Revelation, when it's speaking of the Church of Pergamum,
那摩加摩北加摩教会它的原意就是那个联合的意思啊，就是联合，其结婚或是联合的意思。
The word Pergamum means union or marriage.
那事实上呢，就是巴兰把不纯正的东西联合到敬拜里面来。
So Balaam essentially combined the unsound things with worship.
或者是金钱，或是拜偶像。或是一些不合主心意的带进的教会。
Whether that's money, whether that's idols, or that's immoral things.
那这些事实上是不仅仅他自己受到损害，也是伤害到许多的弟兄姐妹。
And we see that he suffered loss, but not only him, also other brothers and sisters.
那如果看那个在民数记二十五章，就知道当时为了这件事情，以色列人也死去很多人了。
And we know in Numbers chapter 25 that because of this, they lost many people.
那因此我们在主面前再一次我们跟弟兄姐妹分享，就是说我们在主面前必须心在主面前要清洁。
Once again, our hearts before the Lord must be clean.
那我不知道我们大家有没有听过，就说哎呀，我们信主可以啊，那我们是不是也可以去看看星象啊，其他的算算命啊。
Now some people have asked that now that we're Christians, are we allowed to look at astrology or do divination acts?
那很明显啊，主是从这边我们看见主是不喜悦这件事情的。
And from here, it's very clear that the Lord is displeased with these things.
那后来，我们再讲另外一位，就是可拉的背叛。
And the third situation is the rebellion of Korah.
那可拉事实上也是在民数记里面的。
Korah is also in Numbers.
那可拉他当时的背叛，他是背叛谁呢？
And his rebellion was against God.
那因为可拉这个这一段也很长，所以我就直接讲，可拉当时是在民数记的第十六章，也在民数记。
And since this is also very long, I'll just summarize it.
Korah, 他当时一起来, 背叛摩西跟亚伦。
Korah stood up and wanted to rebel against Moses and Aaron.
他这边特别讲到背叛了, 那背叛是什么样的灵呢?
And here specifically says rebellion. So what is the spirit of rebellion?
那背叛事实上就讲到说, 撒旦的灵就是一个背叛的灵。
And it mentions that the spirit of Satan is a spirit of rebellion.
撒旦他的意思是什么?
What does Satan mean?
大家知不知道撒旦的意思是什么?
Does everyone know what the word Satan means?
撒旦就是背叛，就是控告者。
Satan means the accuser or the one who is rebellious.
那事实上呢，在可拉这个事情里面，他不仅仅自己起来，而且你知道他当时蛮有影响力的。
And we see that Korah didn't just rebel by himself. He was actually very influential.
他当时有250个领袖一起跟他起来背叛。
There were 250 leaders who rose up with him.
所以呢，因此当这个背叛临在我们在一个弟兄或是弟兄姐妹中间的时候，这是很严重的事情。
When the spirit of rebellion is among brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
因为我们不愿意能够顺服主所设立的权柄。
Because then we're no longer able to submit to the Lord's authority that He set up.
当主所设立权柄的时候，我们必须在主面前能够愿意顺服。
When the Lord has established authority, we must be willing to obey it.
那当然在我们教会里面，我们教会的权柄是谁？
Now in the church, who is our authority?
我们教会的权柄是主啊，是主耶稣基督。
The authority is the Lord Jesus.
那当然我们在家里面，我们讲说家里面的权柄应该是。
And we know that the head of the household is the husband.
因为做丈夫的，他有就代表有属灵的责任在他身上。
Because it represents spiritual responsibility.
那当然，那个你知道很多姐妹听了会不大高兴。
And we know that many sisters who hear this may not be too happy.
我们现在受同样教育，受同样的。
Because we have the same education and sometimes we earn even more money than the husband, so why do we submit to them? But I believe that this is an authority that the Lord established.
在我们教会里面，在教会之中有权柄，在家中也有权柄。
And we see that there is authority in the church and there is also authority in the home.
但是我们知道这个权柄事实上付上代价的。
But this authority requires you to pay a price.
因为你知道，主耶稣为了我们所有信主的人，他付上了生命的代价，为我们献上他自己生命。
And we know that in order that for the sake of the church, the Lord Jesus sacrificed his entire life.
当然，我们在我们当中做丈夫的，我们也知道我们不是在家只有发号施令的。
And we know that husbands at homes don't only.
Just command.
Do not just commit, send out commands.
那我们在家中里面，事实上是为了整个家里面的属灵的成长，在主面前要交账的。Because
the husbands are also need to give an account of the spiritual condition of their homes.
因此，当我们自己里面有这样子有一个不对的心思哈，一个背叛的心思出来的时候，我们又求主带领我们。
So when you have this thought of rebellion within you, then you need to pray to the Lord that He can lead you through this.
因为圣经里面特别讲到说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Because we know that the Bible tells us we must endeavor to hold fast to the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace.
因为圣灵在我们心中做主。Because
the Holy Spirit is Lord over our lives.
因此我们从这三个里面看见，他这三个人其实。 圣经里面的人物好像图画摆在我们面前。From
these three people, we can see that these people are like pictures placed before us.
这边里面事实上你看见啊，就是他们里面的那个自己的那个意志或者他们思想很强烈。
You see that within themselves that their will or their thoughts are very strong.
或是你看巴兰他对那个金钱那个情感他特别被他所吸引。
Or that Balaam's emotions were influenced by that wealth.
所以呢他在主面前就很难这些人就很难被主所用。
And it's very difficult for these people to be used by the Lord.
所以呢为什么主耶稣所讲说我们要舍己啊。
So why does the Lord say that we have to deny ourselves?
刚才我们弟兄他在不知道是祷告还是分享又讲到说主耶稣特别讲到说若要跟从我就要舍己背起他自己十字架来跟从我。
Our brother earlier had mentioned that you have to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
因为你知道我们自己人这个一面很强的时候啊我们很难摸主的心意是什么。
Because when we're very strong within ourselves, it is very hard for us to touch the heart of Christ.
那这些人其实他们的问题很多就是因为自己太强，强到一个地步，圣灵很难他在他们里面做工。
And with these people, their self was so strong to the point that the Holy Spirit couldn't really work in them.
当我们自己很强的时候呢，我们的眼睛里面所看见的，或脑里面所思想的，都是围绕我们自己转的。
And when our self is very strong, then our own eyesight or our own minds are all focused on within ourselves.
那主的心意就很难在我里面能够显明出来。
And the mind of Christ cannot be expressed from us.
那刚才我们念那段圣经就是嘛，主耶稣讲那段话。那主耶稣讲那段话，事实上他是在马太福音第16章所讲的。
And earlier we quoted the verse that was from Matthew chapter 16.
那他那边讲的就主要是讲到说。他要受许多的苦，然后被杀，第三日复活，就是马太福音21章。
And here Jesus was saying that he was going to suffer many things and be killed and then be raised up on the third day.
那你知道彼得就拉了他，对不对？彼得拉他说主啊，万不可如此，这次并不留到你的身上。
And verse 22, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you.
然后主耶稣就对彼得他说撒旦退我后边去吧你是绊我脚的你也不体贴神的意思体贴人的意思。
But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests, but man's.
因为你看这边很明显是看到这边就是彼得他当时候以他自己的意思来对主说话。
Here, clearly, Peter was using his own will to speak to the Lord.
所以当我们自己人的意识太强的时候常常阻碍神的工作。
When our own will is too strong, then many times we can hinder the work of the Lord.
不管是该隐不管是巴兰或是可拉
whether,
都这样的情形。
Whether Cain or Balaam or Korah, it's all the same situation.
就是当我们这个一面自己很强的时候常常阻碍主的旨意。
When our self is so strong, we often hinder the Lord's will.
因此，我为什么说在前面讲这一段，事实上对我们影响更大？因为这一段所讲的很可能就是我们自己。
And why is this so? Why is this such an influence on us? Because these things could describe ourselves.
那不信的人，我们传福音给他，那他所讲的对我们影响可能还不那么大。
Now, when we're preaching to unbelievers, if they tell us some things that may not necessarily influence us.
但是呢，在犹大书前面所讲这些情形，很可能就自己在我们自己的身上，很可能就在我们的旁边。
But the situations mentioned in Jude can very easily be situations of our own condition or of people around us.
所以主耶稣就讲得很清楚，他说：“若要跟从我，就必当舍己。”背起他十字架来跟从我。
So Jesus said very clearly that if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那我想最近很多弟兄都提过，其实自己就是我们的魂生命哈，就我们魂生命。
And we know that many brothers and sisters have mentioned that the self refers to your own soul life.
呀，那魂生命就是我们这个。原本的思想啊，原本的意志啊，原本的情感。
It means our former mind, our former will and emotions.
当我们这个人太强的时候呢，阻碍了神的工作。
When our self is too strong, we hinder the Lord's work.
那因此呢，求主帮助我们，求主的十字架在我们身上工作。
May the Lord help us and may His cross work on us.
那我们在后面分享的话，那我们再讲到说最后，刚刚是讲到比较负面，然后讲到正面就从第20节、21节。
So those were the more negative aspects. Now on the positive side, let's look at Jude verse 20 and 21.
20、21节一共讲了四件事情。
There are four things mentioned here.
他说你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But you building yourselves up on your most holy faith,
在圣里面祷告，
praying in the Holy Spirit,
保守自己藏在神的爱中，
keep yourselves in the love of God,
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯直到永生，
waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
他这边讲到亲爱的弟兄啊，
here it says beloved brothers.
英文是beloved.因为他们原来没有弟兄这两个字啊，在原文他就是亲爱的。
Now in the original language, it just says beloved, not beloved brethren.
因为我们都是为主所爱的。
Because we are all beloved of the Lord.
那这边讲到第一件事情，他说在至圣真道上造就自己。
The first is to build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
那如果你看那个英文的话，你会知道说。那个真道它是上英文的原文，在原文也是这样，它讲的是信心。
Now, in the original,
英文就是
in the original language, as the English says, it's faith and not word.
那我们这边犹大第一个劝勉我们，就是我们能够愿意在信心上能够建造自己。
And Jude first exhorts us that we can build ourselves up in faith.
那我们其实我们刚刚信主的时候，我们的信心都很小的。
When we first believe in the Lord, our faith is very little.
那主说，圣经里面特别讲到说，我们是因信以至于信。
We know that we are saved by faith.
那事实上，你知道信心，我们主会安排环境，主会安排事情在我们周围，让我们能够操练我们的信心。
Now the Lord will arrange circumstances and situations for our faith to be exercised.
你看，我们就像我们刚才讲的挪亚，他挪亚事实上在世上造那个方舟，造了多少年
？How many years was Noah building the ark?
接下来多少年？他造了120年了。
It's about 120 years.
他造120年，120年里面。旁边都会笑他的。
And we know that the people nearby must have been laughing.
因为从来没下过雨啊。
Because there was never any rain.
从来没有洪水。
There was never any flood.
那你造这个干什么？
So what are you doing?
你信这个干什么？
Why are you believing in this?
那感谢主啊，因为我们有主的灵在我们面。
We thank the Lord though because we have His Spirit in us.
我们在主面前能够成长，有主的灵帮助我们。
We can grow before the Lord because we have His Spirit to help us.
因为圣经里面讲过一句话，他说我们行事为人是不是凭着眼见，乃是凭着信心。
Because the Bible says that we walk by faith, not by sight.
乃是因着主耶稣基督给我们的信心。
And we have Christ as our faith.
那我记得我讲一件就是我以前因为这很多弟兄姐妹里面有一些弟兄姐妹经历的，就是我们当时候要有一个建堂的基金啊，那个罗丽媛她那时候也有提过很多次。
And for example, one example that some of you may also know is that when we wanted to have a fund to build a congregation.
因为那时候我们那时候教会才刚刚才开始在 Kearney 那边聚会。
That time we were still gathering in Kearney.
那时候呢，大家才刚刚结婚。刚刚有孩子，刚刚买了房子。
During that time, some people had just married or had children, or some people had just bought their houses.
那我们的工作也才刚刚开始。
Or had just started working on their jobs.
那薪水就是你付完这个家里吃的啊，然后房贷付了以后，然后平常交通会完就好像。就没有了。
And with our salaries of those times, you pay for housing, you pay for food, you pay for transportation, and that's about it.
我记得那时候我跟那个我记得好像是有一个姐妹的工作，她现在不在我们的聚会。我问她就我说你们公司也许我可以投下简历。她说好啊。她说你的薪水大概多少啊？我就跟她讲了薪水。
And for example, there was a sister who no longer gathered with us, but we were asking like if our company could help a little.
Yeah, 她说, 你薪水这么低啊?
And she was very shocked when I told him how low my when I told her how low my salary was.
她说你薪水这么低啊? 那你怎么可能还有可以还可以有房子有还还养孩子啊?
And she asked me, so how is it possible for you to even have a house or to have or to raise kids?
那时候那姐妹她自己有工作，她先生她弟兄也工作，所以他们都工作几年了。那我是刚做了大概两年三年，所以差距大概蛮大的。我也不知道他们多少钱，但大概差距很大。Now
that sister and her husband were both working for several years, and I had just started working for 2 to 3 years. So it's very likely that our salary had a big discrepancy.
但是我们那时候就因为我们是租的那个会所，我们就是弟兄姐妹愿意有心能够，为主的会所，我们能够献上奉献。
But during that time, we were still in a borrowed place, and those who were willing could offer for the Lord.
我就跟主讲，我说主啊，从环境来看，好像不大可能。
And I told the Lord, from the circumstances, it seems impossible.
但是，你知道主既然摆这件事情在我们当中，我们就跟主祷告了。But
because the Lord had placed this issue among us, we prayed before the Lord.
那我们在主面前愿意摆上我们所愿意摆上的自己那一份。And
we were willing to put what we could, our portion.
那钱在哪里呢？不知道。But
we didn't know where the money would be coming from.
那一切就交给主了。So
we give it to the Lord.
因为主很明显跟我们讲，我们。 行事为人不是凭的眼见，反而是凭的信心。Because
the Lord had clearly told us that we walk by faith, not by sight.
既然主说，基督主的心意说，我们应该有自己的会所，就是我们现在这个会所。And
because the Lord had told us that we should have our own meeting place, which ended up being here.
所以我们那时候不知道是这里啊，但是我们有心愿意摆上。We
didn't know that it would be here, but we had the heart to place it before the Lord.
我也感谢主啊，那时候愿意摆上，哎，到时候主也有供应了。
And the Lord also gave us some provision.
Yeah, 所以说我觉得主是信实的。So
the Lord is faithful.
那你在圣经里面有很多例子，那我刚才讲的是我的例子。圣经里面的例子，不凭眼见，是凭信心的例子很多的。And
we know that there are many examples in the Bible, not only of our own examples.
譬如说，在圣经里面有讲到说，以色列人派探子去的这件事情。
For example, when the Israelites sent out the spies,
那12个探子里面只有两个认为说主的话是信实的，我们可以进去。
Of the 12 spies, there were only 2 who believed that the Lord's word was faithful and they could enter.
一个是加勒，一个是约书亚。
We know that one was Caleb and one was Joshua.
10个人认为他们都是巨人啊，我们没办法打他的。
There were 10 who thought that they were all giants and we couldn't possibly fight them.
那这两个人说他们就是蚱蜢啊。 一个是巨人，一个他们两个看他们是蚱蜢。But
these two, they saw those giants as just grasshoppers.
所以你知道，在以神的眼光看，跟人的眼光看有很大的差距的。So
we look at things from God's perspective versus man's perspective, there is a great discrepancy.
要求主帮助，因为时间不多，我们另外三位我们很快分享一下。And
because there's not much time, then we'll just hurry.
所以呢，那当然，当然圣经讲的这句话也可以从主的话来解释。 因为我们圣经有句话说，信道是从听道而来，听道从主的话而来。And
we also know that the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the word of God.
所以我们信心的，我们信心方面求主带领我们。那一方面，当然我们对主的话要很多的认识。So
on one hand, the Lord guides us in our faith, but on the other hand, we must know the word.
那当然，主的话就是我们手上这本圣经了。And
that word is the Bible in our hands.
那第二个是讲到说，在灵里面，在圣里面祷告。
And the next is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
那什么是在圣里面祷告?
What does that mean?
那圣里面祷告的话，不是说我们在圣里祷告，就是我们讲方言的祷告。Now,
praying in the Holy Spirit does not mean that you start speaking in tongues.
那圣灵祷告事实上是以圣灵来摸着圣灵在我们在里面的带领。
But you touch the Spirit and see what His guidance is in you. We want our will to be in the Holy Spirit.
也就是说,
以灵带领我们，以圣灵带领我们的祷告。
In other words, we allow the Holy Spirit to guide our prayer.
愿意顺服灵在里面的带领。
We are willing to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
哦，那你知道在我们祷告里面，我们常常有时候在许多事情上，圣灵会带领我们，就好像在以弗所书第六章十八节有句话。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us in many things. For example, in Ephesians chapter 6.
这边讲到说，靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，必要在此警醒不倦。
For example, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit.
圣灵会带领我们在许多情形帮助我们这一个人或帮助教会。
The Holy Spirit will guide us in all situations.
要我也记得我在我在举例，我记得我在去年年底的时候。还有一个机会回台湾，看望一下家人。
For example, last year for me, I had an opportunity to go back to Taiwan to see a few relatives.
因为临时决定嘛，那我就礼拜二买机票，礼拜二就要上飞机飞。
Now, because it was a very sudden decision, I bought the tickets on Tuesday and I'll be flying that Tuesday.
那你知道就这一定会转机的嘛，因为两三天前买，大部分都要转机了。
Now, if you buy the ticket that soon before your trip, then you probably will have multiple connections.
所以在转机的时候呢，就我记得只有那一天早上飞的时候呢，只有40分钟从就是降落之后，然后再换另外飞机，然后飞日本。
And one of the connections, there was only 40 minutes.
那一天呢，早上飞，你知道人的祷告是有限的，所以我们为什么要在灵里面祷告，在圣里面求助帮助我们不知道发生什么事情。
Now, why do we need to pray in the Holy Spirit? Because our own prayers can be limited, and we don't know the situation.
那我那时候祷告说，主啊，那只有40分钟，而且那个是亚特兰大机场，亚特兰大机场是美国最繁忙的机场，然后它好多 terminal， 好多那个航空站，我要从这边从这个国内的要跑到那个国际的，那跑是不行，还有那个那个叫什么？有那种车哈，那个要坐那种车在里面跑。
And I was going to connect. I was my connection was in Atlanta, which is the largest airport in the U.S. So I was running from the domestic terminal to the international terminal, and there were only 40 minutes.
那我那时候祷告说，主啊，不知道你为什么只有给我40分钟，我这个一定要连跑带追着才能上飞机。
And I prayed to the Lord, I don't know why you only gave me 40 minutes, but it seems like if I have to run, I still have to barely catch the plane.
感谢主啊，那主有他的意思在，因为主知道一切事情，我们人很有限的，人知道很少的。
But as humans, we don't know much, but the Lord knows every situation.
那当然我们的祷告里面求主带领一切，因为难得回去嘛，那求主带领一切的顺利。
And we pray to the Lord that He would guide us in every aspect.
那我感谢主，我下飞机，然后坐上那个他们应该叫 cable car， 然后到了然后一停到这个国际站就往那个飞机跑，跑到的时候他们就已经在登机了，就是他两三百个人就开始在登机，在 boarding。
Now, after I landed, I quickly got onto the shuttle train, and after I got off, I ran to the gate, and they were already starting to board.
感谢主啊，飞机就起飞，起飞后我就不知道亚特兰大发生什么事情了。
But we thank the Lord that I got on the plane, and we took off, and I don't know what happened afterwards.
后来知道为什么只给我40分钟短期了，后来大家知道你去年底亚特兰大机场发生什么事情了。
But does everyone know, well, now I know why the Lord gave me only 40 minutes in Atlanta. Does everyone know what happened in Atlanta after last year?
因为我那飞机12点就飞上去了。
So the plane departed at 12?
然后不到一点的时候全部亚特兰大 shut down， 就是全部停电。
And we know that there was a power outage in Atlanta at before 1 p.m., so the entire airport was shut down.
然后全部的上千人以上，我想很多的飞机全部停飞。
And we know that so many flights were canceled.
所以呢，其实为什么我们在祷告里面求主带领一切？
So why do we pray to the Lord that He would guide us in all things?
为什么我们这边讲说多方祷告祈求啊？什么事情都要放到祷告里面。
So this is why we have to pray for all things, because everything we can put in our prayers.
因为主知道一切，我们都不知道，求主带领啊。
The Lord knows all things, so may He guide us.
那我还记得，在关于教会的也是一个祷告的经历。那时候就比较，这件事情弟兄姐妹有很多也在一起有经历到。
And this is also something that other brothers and sisters also experienced as they were praying.
我记得我们那时候，就是刚才我们所分享，就是我们那时候觉得说，我们是应该是在聚会地方，我们是要寻找会所。那我们寻找会所是不是应该就是在 Connie Harrison 呢，或是在其他地方？
And earlier, when we were sharing about looking for a meeting place, we were looking to see whether we should find a place in Kearney and Harrison or somewhere else.
因为那时候弟兄姐妹大部分都住在 Kearney 跟 Harrison.
Because during that time, most brothers and sisters lived in either Kearney or Harrison.
因为我那时候也住那附近.
And I also lived in that area.
其实这两个地方，或是在纽瓦克，或是在，好像看起来都，我们不清楚啊，我们不清楚是哪个地方是我们该我们在聚会地方。
So if you look at this entire area, it all looks. It's all in a similar location, and we didn't know where we should gather.
那因为两方讲起来都蛮对的。And
both sides, Kearney and Harrison, sounded good.
那所以呢，这件事怎么办啊？只有说到里面了。So
what do we do? We have to put this to pray.
那这边特别讲到求灵，主的灵带领我们。We
ask that the Holy Spirit would guide us.
那在主的灵带里面，那主就做工了。
And then the Lord did the work.
那求主显明他的旨意。
We ask the Lord to show us His will.
因为当我们不知道我们该在哪里聚会的时候，你知道我们在原来聚会租的那个地方，那个聚会弟兄姐妹就跟我们讲说，你们不可以在这里聚会了。Because
while we were still looking for a place, while we were still in the borrowed place, the brothers and sisters there told us that we wouldn't be able to gather there anymore.
因为他们有他们其他的用处啊。
Because they needed to use the building for other activities.
然后我们在祷告的时候就是说，感谢主啊，主已经给我们答案了。And
we, in our prayers, we said, praise God, He has already given us the answer.
哦，主就，然后我们主给我们这个地方。And
then the Lord gave us this place.
当我们已经要来这里的时候。And
then when we were about to come here.
那原来那边的弟兄姐妹跟我们讲说，哎，你们。 我们原来那个牧师走，你们可以继续回来聚会。The
brothers and sisters at that place said, "Oh, our pastor had just left, and if you still want to use our building,
因为但是我们清楚主已经要我们来到这里。But
by then we were already clear that the Lord wanted us to come here.
所以为什么我们在主的里面要摸神的声音？That's
why we have to touch the Lord's voice.
因为圣经里面讲说，他说我们要听圣灵微小的声音呢。
And the Bible also tells us that we have to listen to a still small voice.
因为我们现在外面声音太多了。We
hear many sounds outside.
我们有旁边的人，也许有弟兄姐妹，他们讲也许都是对的。There
are many people around us, even brothers and sisters, and what they may say is correct.
那我们现在有很多网络上的一些的资讯。We
also have many things online.
我们必须还是像主讲的，我们愿意能够回到主面前，能够寻求主的心。But
as the Lord says, we must be willing to come before His presence and seek His will.
然后这边下面讲到说，保守自己藏在神的爱中。And
then it says to keep yourselves in the love of God.
那圣经里面的爱，他们有讲到神的爱的话，就是讲到神那个爱这个字哦，在原文里面是跟我们不管中文英文，中文英文这个爱好像没有程度上的区别。
Now, whether in Chinese or English, when you look at this word love, you can't tell that there's any difference in this word.
但是希腊原文里面这个爱字就有很大的不一样。But
we know that in Greek, there are different words to represent the word love.
因此呢，你看到希腊里面的这个字，神的爱的时候，你就知道它跟人的爱是有很大不一样的。So
when you see what this word is in Greek, you know that it's on a different level from human love.
神的爱是完全的，是神圣的爱。
God's love is complete and perfect.
这边讲到说要保守我们自己在神的爱里面。So
here it says we have to keep ourselves in the love of God.
我们自己能保守吗？
Can we hold it?
但是呢，在犹大书里面特别讲到，除了这边讲到一个保守之外，它有另外两个地方也讲到保守。But
we see that in Jude, it mentions other places where we have to keep or hold fast.
第一，就第一节里面他们也讲到说，他说，后半段在父神里面蒙爱，为耶稣基督所保守的。For
example, in the latter part of verse 1, to those who are the called beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ.
然后24节，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无疵无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站到他荣耀之前的，我们的救主主耶稣基督，救主独一的神。And
in verse 24, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy.
那这边就看到说，其实我们能够保守在神面前，乃是神先保守了我们。
Here we see that we can hold fast because the Lord has already kept us.
这边特别强调是人, 保守在神的爱, 不是人的爱里面。
We see that we have to be kept within God's love, not human love.
你知道人的爱是比较不完全的。
We know that human love is incomplete.
很多时候很自我的。
And it is sometimes self-centered.
因为你爱我，然后我爱你。
If you love me, then I will love you.
我想，一对夫妻结婚的时候，很少说，他们不相爱的。
Now we know that when a couple is married, that they rarely say that they don't love each other.
但是你知道，看现在社会上，当时爱的要死啊，然后也许结婚半年一年，就认清对方就要分开了。
And we see that when they were first married, they really loved each other, but then within years or even months, they already want to separate.
而且我们自己人的爱很常常围绕自己的。
And we know that human love often is self-centered.
这边特别讲到说我们要保守在神的爱里面。
Here it specifically says that we have to be kept in God's love.
求主带领我们，让主的爱充满我们，让我们不落在人的爱之中。
May the Lord guide us so that we don't fall into our human love.
那这边主耶稣也特别讲到爱这一方面，因为有个人问他说，圣经里面最大诫命是什么？
And when someone once asked the Lord Jesus, what is the greatest commandment in the Bible?
这边主耶稣回答说，你要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
The Bible says that you have to love the Lord with your heart, with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength.
他这边也讲说，其实也相反，要爱人如己。
And he said that you also have to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以因此呢，我们如何能够在主的诫命能够达到这个样子？
How can we attain to this level?
这唯有能够再次回到主面前，求主的爱充满我们。
The only thing we can do is come back before the Lord and ask His love to fill us.
当主的爱充满到我们的时候，我们能够愿意不仅仅超越我们只有爱自己。
When we come before the Lord, we are willing to love others beyond our own love.
能够爱神，也能够爱人。
We can love God and we can love other people.
因为主耶稣他，你知道他在第二个其实就是爱人如己。其实主耶稣知道我们爱自己啊，对不对？他说爱人如己，那个己就是自己嘛。他主耶稣知道我们是爱自己的，但是主要我们的爱能够超越。
Because the Lord even knew that we loved ourselves. That's why He said to love your neighbor as yourself. But He wants our love to go beyond that.
让我们能够常常在主的爱中能够彼此建造。
That we can edify one another within God's love.
那最后我想就很简单讲一下，就是能够仰望主耶稣基督怜悯直到永生。
And finally, wait anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life.
因为我们主的怜悯，我们在主面前，我们是因着主的怜悯，主的爱，主的救恩临到我们。
We know that we can enter eternal life because of the Lord's mercy and His salvation. But the Lord has a particular will among His people.
那最近我跟那个青少年还读那个希伯来书，他们比成人读的快一点，他读希伯来书。
Now recently with the younger group, I've been reading the book of Hebrews on Friday.
希伯来书它第二章第十节，它有句话。
And there's a certain verse in chapter 2, verse 10.
他这边讲说，他说要带领，我是用英文写的，我看一下中文。他要带领许多的儿子进荣耀里面去。For
it was for he will bring many sons to glory.
Yeah, 他这边特别原文，我们那时候特别看这个圣经啊，他这边圣经里面 NIV 是讲说，son and daughters， 就是儿子跟女儿。
Now, in NIV, they translated that as sons and daughters.
但事实上，你看原文，他是带领许多的儿子。But
in the original language, it says specifically sons.
就是特别是讲到说，神要把他的生命在我们生命中能够彰显出来，就跟主耶稣基督一样。所以每个弟兄姐妹，不管是弟兄和姐妹，我们在里面都有主神儿子的生命。Because
the Lord wants us to be able to express His life to the fullness of His own Son. So whether you're a brother or sister, we all have that same life of the Son of God.
求主耶稣基督生命在我们里面更能够彰显，里面的人能够刚强起来。
May that life of the Lord Jesus be expressed within ourselves, and may the inner man be strengthened.
让我们这个原来那个旧人啊，就是我们这个己，能够一天天的缩小。
That each day our old man or self can decrease.
让我们能够在主面前一同的追求。
May we pursue the Lord together.
我们感谢主，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让求主带领今天的话语。
Lord, we thank you for guiding us with your words today.
主，我们实在是知道说，在这末世之后。 有许多混淆的事情，有许多被盗的事情在我们当中。
We know that in these last days there are many, there's much confusion.
求主让我们也有一个清洁的心，无畏的良心来服侍我们的神。
May you give us a clean heart and a clean conscience to serve you.
因为我们知道我们的主要带领，我们来一同进入神的荣耀中去。
Because the Lord will guide us to together enter into your glory. May you express your glory through your people. We thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.